verses 13 and 14. And we all know about this part of the story. If you guys will turn with it, you'll understand that. This is the story, well, it's not really a story. This is where Jesus goes to Samaria, and he ends up sitting at the well in Samaria, and he is just waiting for someone to come along. And a Samaritan woman comes along, and he comes and just says, "Get me a drink." Now, at this point, he begins to talk to her about the water in there, and she says, you know, "Well, this is the well that he's given to us, you know, why would you ask me to get it?" And, you know, he says, "Well, you know the water of which I was speaking of." And he refers to it as living water. Now, this is where the Samaritan woman asks back, okay? And she asks, you know, how can I obtain this living water? And he says, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." If we see here, Jesus is making a comparison. Okay? He's comparing the water in the well to living water. Now, if we just take that and think about it for just a moment, okay? The water in that well is old. It's been there since Jacob dug it and made that well. Way back when, okay, from the days of Jacob, okay? Question here is that Jesus is offering this living water, okay? Now, I'll just ask the question. How many of us here possess living water? Right? We all possess it, okay? That's great. Now, how many of us still thirst? We shouldn't, right? Because His word says that he who partakes of this living water shall never thirst again. And that's good, because if we're drinking from the water Jesus gave us, that should be it. He is more than sufficient for us. Amen? So now, here's the question, okay? And the title of this message is Spiritual Dehydration. Now, when God first gave me this message, he spoke to me in a way that was, I already understood that. I understood that. I know what spiritual dehydration is about. If you don't read from the Word, you don't pray to God, you don't soak in Him, you don't worship Him, your life starts to fall apart, right? And we've all been there. We've fallen in the rut before, right? Amen? We've been there. I know I have. I've been in there. I lived in my house, and I'll tell you right now, my house that I lived in before was not a place where God could enter in and be in there. You know, I had to take my worship outside. I had to go someplace else to feel God's Spirit. And it's tough. But you know what? When God stirred in my heart and I needed more of God, I got up out of my seat, walked outside, went for a walk, went in my car, went for a drive, put on worship in the car. You know, but it was hard. I felt dehydrated. Now that I've had before. But this spiritual dehydration God's talking about is different. He's talking about something else. He's talking about substitution, addition, or subtraction of it. See, God's showing us something. I'm going to use the example of water in the physical. How many glasses of water are we supposed to have a day? Eight. Eight glasses of water a day. How many of us here drink eight glasses of water a day? I am so proud of you people, but guess what? I can't do it. I've tried. I have tried. I will tell you what. It is hard. I am not a water drinker. I'm going to tell you right now, I am not a water drinker. I have a bottle of water back here. I'll be lucky if I finish it. I didn't even open it yet. I'll be lucky if I finish it. And that's what? Maybe two glasses? Something like that? What do we do? For those of us that don't drink the eight recommended glasses of water a day. Now see, those eight recommended glasses of water are for our health. To give us the strength that we need. It's to keep our body moving and all our parts functioning. God provided that water for us, and it's recommended for us to keep our body in tip-top shape. But what do? We drink six cans of soda. We'll have two beers at the end of the day. We'll have a milkshake. We'll have Kool-Aid. We'll put sugar in our water. We'll put lemon and lime in there. We'll mix it all up. We might even have drinks, you know, at a party or whatever. But what do? That's all okay. That's fine. If you still had your eight glasses of water, but what do? We rationalize it. Oh, well, the soda's got water in it, right? And the Kool-Aid's mainly water anyway. All I did was added the sugar and the mix in it, so it's still water, right? But it's not the same. See, Satan's got something. We might have that same thing going on in our lives. God's saying, I want you to be in the Word every morning as your devotion. Did you ask the Lord how long? I'm not speaking personally. I'm just saying, have you asked the Lord, how long do you want me to spend with you, God, in the morning? Praise and worship in the day. You know, how many of us worship God throughout the day? You know, I do, Monday through Friday. I have worship going on in my car. I go to work, I'm worshiping God. I go home, I'm worshiping God. You know, but if God's saying these things, He says He wants us in prayer. He wants us worshiping Him. He wants us. It's not a Sunday thing. It's an everyday thing. We're Christians Monday through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're not Christians on Sunday. What do we call them, the EC Christians? That's not us. No way. God's got a better spirit in us. He's got living water in us. Okay? And in order for that living water to become that fountain, we have to continually drink from it. And what we've been doing is we've been tasting. We've been going, oh, that's good. Okay, now I'm going to go back over here and drink some of this other stuff. But God's not saying that. God's saying He wants you to drink from it. Stick your hands in there, scoop it up, and pour it in your mouth and drink from it. Drink from that water. Okay? So, if we sit there and we take these examples and we put them in spiritual terms, okay? If you get up in the work in the morning and you realize that you're running late, you pass up on your devotion. You've got to go to work. Yeah, I'll get to them at the end of the day. Do we? No, we don't. We don't because we get busy, we forget, whatever, something happens, okay? We need to pray to God more, okay? And you say you're going to pray in the car. I'm going to take my day, when I'm on my drive to work, I'm going to pray in my vehicle. But while I'm going to pray to God, I'm going to have my music blaring. I'm going to be listening to my rap. I'm going to be listening to my Metallica or, you know, whatever is on the radio stations. You know, those morning radio guys that are, you know, talking about all the worldly stuff. Okay? Are you effectively praying? Because all I hear is something else coming in. That spirit's going to inflict my prayer. It's going to infect my prayer. It's not going to be impactful. Okay? Or, we say we're supposed to be in the Word every day. We're supposed to read Scripture every day. Okay? And allow the Word to fill our spirits. But, this new movie came out. Really good. I'm going to go see that instead. I'll set some time aside later. I'll read it at night. Or, you know, oh, but, you know, I got this thing going on. Do it later. I mean, Pastor, last Sunday, he threw that book out here. He threw it out here. To get our attention that it's important. It's not something we can just sit here and leave and grow dusty on the shelf. That is it. That's the water right there. That's our living water. That's what we need to rely on. And it's either we're getting it in here and we're reading it out loud and He's filling our spirits as we're reading it. Or it's in us already and we're just right back to God. And His Spirit coming down and He's filling us up. Okay? But what God said when He spoke to it, He's talking about having that water in us and never thirsting again. The only way we can have it never that never thirst factor, okay, is if we allow that fountain to come up. Okay? And once again, I come back to the whole thing of we're tasting it. We're not drinking from it, okay? Because if we're drinking from it, that fountain will form. That fountain will be there. But if we're just tasting from it, we're still allowing certain things to come in the way, come in and stop it, and stymie it. It's like you have a gutter, and that gutter's got to be clear in order for the water to pour all the way down and flush out. But if you get some stuff in there, a little bit of a leaf or impurities or some pebbles or something like that, that water is going to eventually block, and it won't go where it needs to go. Okay? And God's working in our hearts to get us to get rid of those impurities. But I'm going to tell you right now that if you think you're going to go and you're going to go, yeah, you're right, Garrett. I do have some things I got to do, but no, I'm just going to pray to God, and God's going to work it. Right? And He gave it to you already. It's your responsibility to do it. If you have all these things that are climbing in your life, you need to recognize right now that's Satan trying to sidetrack you. And you need to get on the right track. And that's his track. And you know what? If you're going to sit there and allow those things to come in there, then it's your responsibility to get rid of them. God, when he saved us, when he gave his life on that cross and died for us, he broke a new covenant. Amen? And he sat down with them and he said, "This bread is my body broken for you." And then he poured in the cup. He said, "This is the blood of the new covenant." If you actually turn with me. Turn with me to same book, John 6:35. I'm going to turn there myself. And this is right. This is where Jesus is talking to them about the bread from heaven. He says to them that he is the bread of life. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. And if you go on a little bit further to verse 54, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He is what we need to survive. He is all we need to survive. Period. It's our responsibility to take care of our physical bodies. It's our responsibility. But our spiritual health, our spiritual life, he's all we need. Anything else that is not him is stopping. Stopping that fountain. And the importance of this fountain, hear me, the importance of this fountain is kingdom. We've been talking about the kingdom. Pastor did a 7-series teaching on kingdom. We know the kingdom's in us, right? We know we have the kingdom. He's poured that out into our hearts. But the responsibility of having our impact in the kingdom is this fountain. Us drinking daily from the word and drinking from what God has given to us, building that fountain up is the only way we will effectively impact the kingdom. Only way. Because how can we go out there and provide other people with what they need, that living water that they need to drink from, that they're thirsty for? Because trust me, church, they're all thirsty for it. They don't know they're thirsty for it. But we have what they're thirsty for, and we need to go out there. But if our fountain is dry, how can we give it to them? How can you give it to them? You have nothing to provide them. Nothing. So, let's go into this now. Let's look at the big picture here. In order to have that fountain, we need to drink from the living water. But we need to drink from it in its purest state, not adding to it, not subtracting from it, not substituting it. It's the pure living water. If he says, I want you to read Song of Solomon for whatever reason. I want you to just spend your time in Song of Solomon, and I'm going to pour out my spirit on you. And you're going to gain new revelation, and you're going to flood the streets with it. It's his responsibility. God set him in motion for a reason, because it's his plan. Not my plan, not his plan, not Holly's plan. His plan. And if God set something on your heart today, a new direction, he may be trying to tell you something right now. I want you to get rid of this out of your life, because it's not working. It's not, you're trying to do it your way, and now God's trying to say, I let you do it your way. You realize now, it's not working. We're going to do it my way. And you know what, church, I'm hoping that by this message, because you know what, when God poured this out on my spirit, and Pastor can testify that I gave him the heads up about that word about a month and a half ago. I've been going through that for about a month and a half. And it's only God's timing that God's bringing this out now, because you know what? I've gone through it all. I've went through it. I've made changes in my life. I've sat down. And I had my little MP3 player. And I'll just let you guys know. When God poured this word out on me, my MP3 player was filled with nothing but secular music. I had one album on there that was Christian. I'm just telling you. I'm being honest. God turned around, poured that message out on me. Started removing other things out of my life. And then he said, you know what? I want you to take that thing. I want you to plug it into your computer. And get rid of all that junk. And I want you to put nothing but my music. I want you to put stuff that honors me. I want you to put stuff that speaks of my name. Stuff that is exhorting me. Because that doesn't exhort me. And I will bless you for it. I did what he told me to do. And I will testify right now in front of you. Every day I go to work, I 10 times improved. I'm more pleasant in the morning. I'm awake. He rejuvenates my spirit on my drive to work. He fills my spirit. And then I am also effective in my workplace now. Satan hasn't stopped me before I even got in the door. God's now with me as I enter into that door. And guess what? Those people I work with are seeing a whole new me. And they recognize it. And you know what? I hope that all you guys can start to get the same revelation. God's going to start pulling little things out of your life. But then, only then, will you start to see that he's doing something with you. You're starting to become effective in this church. Amen? Amen. God, I just thank you, Lord, for giving this message, Father God, to your people this morning. God, I ask you to just bless our fellowship time together, Father God, that you allow us to just rejoice in your name today, Father God, that you would fill each and every single one today, Lord, with that water that you told us about, the living water, Father God. Fill their fountains today, Father God, so they can take your word into the streets, Father God, and they can just start testifying of how awesome this water is, God, just like you did at the well for the Samaritan woman, Father God, that you would just offer that water and they would want it. Because they can see it in their lives, Father God. Lord, I just ask that you just bless your people abundantly today, Father God. You be in the midst of your people today, Lord, throughout this day, and provide traveling mercies on each one's travels as they travel back to their destination. Lord, I just thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.